I declare the meeting open at 5:34. And would like to remind everyone this meeting is being recorded. The Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamatji people, and their continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders past, present and emerging. Record of attendance is we have a leave of absence for Councillor Heal, and we have an apology for an absenteeism for Councillor Motta. And everyone else is here. Response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Public question time. Nil. Applications for leave of absence, which will be for the September meeting.
I might be here, I might not, but I'll put in a leave of absence just in case.
Can I have someone move, please? Councillor
Mills,
happy to second?
Sure. Was Councillor Mutter away for September?
I think she was. Okay. I don't know if she can put in a leave of absence if she's not here. No, there are no rules on that?
Okay.
If they're not here, that's right. She'll just have to be an absenteeism again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of us are going to vote to allow that to happen for Councillor Enoch. Confirmation of previous meeting minutes for the ordinary council meeting on the 23rd of July and for the special council meeting on the 8th of August. I'm happy to move both of them. Socket in this spot.
I can second the ordinary, but not the special.
You can second the ordinary. And we'll pass that at 5 because there should be no dissent. And you can ask someone to second. Thank you, Councillor Eva, seconding the special council meeting. Announcements by presiding person without discussion. Just a reminder that disclosing of any interests on any items. Members are cautioned against taking any action on any council decisions. We also have the acknowledgement of passing of Mr. Herb Mallard and Mr. Danny Kostick. Announcements of announcements reports of elected members. And that was for the month of July. Only those of you there, please let Tricia know if you've attended any meetings or functions when they can be added. Item 9 is petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions is nil. Officer's report is 10.1. The endorsement of the CEO application package, if we have disclosure of interest, we will ask the TCEO to leave the room for a minute. Moved and seconded first. Can I have someone move the recommendation? Was this that council endorsed the chief executive officer application package as presented to enable the recruitment process to proceed? Councillor Enor, thank you. Councillor Eva, thank you. Is there any discussion required from anyone?
No, no discussions. If anybody's got any questions relating to
if it is, we will turn off recording and ask for a confidential and we'll go behind closed doors. I don't have any issues.
No
concerns. We will put that to the vote. Can I have a show of hands for passing that? That's passed at 5. Thank you. Yes, could you please call the TCEO back in? Is the council policy review for 2025. Officer's recommendation by an absolute majority is that council adopts the updated council policy manual dated August of 2025. Can I have someone move that motion, please?
Second.
Councillor Enall, thank you. Councillor Pollitt, thank you. Councillor Enall,
word for word, recite the policy manual.
How long have you got? No, I think it reads very well. And I think the changes that have been made are appropriate.
Councillor Cocking.
Good, thank you.
No, it's nice and tidy. Yeah. Americanised words.
Removed.
Gone. No dissent. We'll pass that at 5. Thank you. Item 10.3, which is the adoption of the 2025-26 annual budget. Here we go. Some requiring absolute, some requiring simple. Officers' recommendation. Part A, municipal funds budget for 25-26. Pursuant to the provisions of 6.2 of the Local Government Act 95 and Part 3 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulation 96, the Council adopts the municipal funds budget as attached in this agenda and the minutes for the Shire of Three Springs for the 25-26 financial year, which include statement of comprehensive income by nature and type showing a net surplus for 24-25 of $3,305,197. A statement of cash flows, rate settlement statement showing an amount required to be raised from rates of $3,056,464. Notes to and forming part of the budget, transfers to and from reserves, short-term loan for a period of a second year from the WA Treasury to meet any operational shortfalls in relation to the Main Roads Midwest Secondary Freight Route, and elected members' fees as adopted at the Ordinary Council meeting on 28th of May 2025. Could I have someone, move that recommendation, please? Councillor Eva, Councillor Connaughton, happy to second. Happy? Happy little. We'll pass that at 5. Part B, the general and minimum rates and instalment payment arrangements. For the purpose of yielding the deficiencies disclosed by the municipal funds budget adopted Part A above, Council, pursuant to those sections of the Local Government Act, impose the following general rates and minimum rates on gross rental and unimproved values. Gross rental value in town is $12.7549, GRV 23.9212, UV Rural and Arrano Town at 0.7964, cents in the dollar, and UV mining at 6 cents and 6.08 cents in the dollar. Minimum rates $750, UV mining is $550. They have the option of 4 payment installments, October, December, February and April. There's an administration fee of $15 for each installment after the initial installment is paid. 5.5% interest rate where the owner is elected to pay the rates through the instalment, and there is an interest rate of 11% for rates and costs for proceedings to recover charges remain unpaid after due and payable. Could I please have someone move that record, please? Councillor Eva, thank you. I'm going to second it this time around, thank you. All good. Passing that at 5-0. Part C is the material variance in accordance with the regulations of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 96 and the AASB 1031 materiality. The level to be used in financial activity for 25-26 for reporting material variance shall be 10% or $10,000, whichever is the greater. I will move that one. Councillor Mills, happy to second that one. No dissent, pass that at 5. And Part D is the general fees and charges. Pursuant to Section 6.16 of the Local Government Act, Council adopts the fees and charges for the 25-26 as included as an attachment in this agenda and minutes. Moved by Councillor Enall, thank you. Councillor Mills, thank you. And we've already gone through the fees and charges. No questions, queries? Passing that at 5 as well, thank you.
Sorry, Councillor Lane, the material variance, who do we report that to?
Good question.
Is it us or someone in
Grant?
No, that's that monthly financial report you get.
Yep.
So if there's any discrepancy that's more than 10% or 10,000, it's reported as part of that report.
Look that up later.
I was thinking it was us, but then I thought I'd never assume.
Yeah. Item 10.4 is the monthly financial report for the period ending 31st of July 2025. Officers' recommendations that Council accepts the monthly financial report for the period ending 31st of July 2025. Happy for someone to move that, please. Councillor Carter. Councillor Mills. Councillor Carter. No queries, questions? A little mental blank there for a minute. I forgot what I was saying. We're having moved that and moved to 5-0. Item 10.5 is the accounts for payment ending 31st of July 2025. The officer's recommendations that council accept the accounts for payment as presented there. Total payments for July $414,603.63. I will move those to start. Councillor Eva, thank you. No questions? No dissent. Moving them at 5. Item 11 is motions for which previous notice has been given. If nil, business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of meeting for elected members is nil and staff is nil. Questions by members without notice? Nothing. Questions by members due notice given? Nothing. The time and date of our next council meeting will be Wednesday, the 24th of September at 5:30. There's no confidential items today. We will declare the meeting closed at 5:45. Thank you for your attendance. Recording.